If you've got a yen for tiny trees, Washington is the place to be this weekend. The Fifth World Bonsai Convention is taking place at the Washington Hilton. Organizers say it's the biggest bonsai event ever. We sent NPR's Petra Mayer to have a look.
Vendor Dave Kreutz has a booth overflowing with little trees, pines, junipers, and azaleas. There's even some dollhouse miniatures. But before he let me buy one, he had to set me straight on the pronunciation.
Bonsai. Bonsai. Not bonsai. Bonsai you yell when you're in a plane attacking Pearl Harbor. Bonsai is how to pronounce it.
Bonsai enthusiast Don George came from Indianapolis for the convention. He and his friend John Braunsdorfer are looking at something that seems to me like a pretty normal azalea in a pot.
It's a Satsuki azalea. It flowers in about this time of year, about June each year. And it's an evergreen from Japan.
There you go.
If you're only going to have one specimen tree, it should be a Satsuki.
Yep, that's right.
So what makes this a bonsai? It looks kind of like a normal-sized azalea like I got in my yard.
A bonsai is two words put together. It's a tree in a pot. Bone is the tree and sai is the pot. So like you say, this looks like a tree in your yard. And in the tree in your yard, when the tree gets bigger, you put it into a bigger pot. But in bonsai, we don't. We trim the roots back and keep it in the small pot, which makes it much different than a regular tree in a pot.
That tree's probably twice as old as you are.
The Hilton's windowless basement ballrooms smell like a forest, green and cool. There are almost 900 people here, and easily twice that many trees.
And they're from every continent except Antarctica. There's no trees there.
Dr. Tom Elias is the director of the National Arboretum, and he's one of the convention organizers. He says he keeps about half a dozen bonsai at home, but he's no match for convention-goer Ann Erb. How many trees do you have at home?
I can't say that in front of my husband. It's probably 200 to 300. Bonsai, it's an art. It's why anybody paints or sculpts or creates pottery. We sculpt with trees. We enjoy watching them develop and bloom, and they're our children.
Bonsai seem to require almost as much care as children. Watering, pruning, careful climate control, even wire braces to shape their branches, which look almost as painful as the braces you might have on your teeth.
There's no torture involved. These trees are they're pampered. They are very well cared for. And as far as the wiring's concerned, that's strictly a training device. It trains the branch to grow where you want it in an artistic manner.
That's Frank Thomas, the president of the Potomac Bonsai Association. He's here with the club's vice president, Jane Ashley.
There's another thing. We try to think of it as if we are the wind or sun coming on one side of the tree only. It's peace and beauty to me. It's a meditation form, and you can't approach a tree with scissors in your hand and be angry or frustrated or have a crush of time. You can't just say, oh, I'm going to spend 10 minutes on this.
Creating a bonsai really does take a lifetime, or several. One famous bonsai at the National Arboretum was first potted in Japan in 1626. Petra Mayer, NPR News, Washington.